magical third podcast in the Eternal Summer of the Black Feminist Mind podcast series. I'm glad that you're listening. This podcast is called In Your Hands, and it documents a blessing that I experienced in the form of letters of advice and wisdom from some Black feminists and their words. I hope that you will feel your beloved ancestors' amazing energies sustaining and affirming you as you listen. Thank you for being here. You can always go to blackfeministmind.wordpress.com to learn more about how Black feminism is swirling through the wind and picking up our world and putting it where it needs to be. Thanks for listening. This is Duke Ellington's Black, Brown, and Beige. The first letter was from Black feminist poet June Jordan. For Alexis.
Kiss the corners of your face for me. Curly cue the edges of your hair. Your heart is a place for writing the word yes, and you will say no out loud for yourself and this planet when you must. I will be the bravery. Okay, let's be real. I will be the righteous outrage of waking up and bringing a whole bunch of sleeping motherfuckers with you. It's the littlest ones that overflow with defiance because we have to. We fit into the cracks this world makes on the bodies and land of the silenced. And it is that intimacy, filling, rubbing up against oppression, feeling the jagged spaces with our own constricted breathing, imprint of limitations on our lungs that makes us scream. Audrey told you, your anger is not an atomic bomb. The atomic bomb is an atomic bomb. Your voice is the bell of our spirits in the world, clanging remembrance of what whole feels like and what it would look like if we, the planet, really got our stuff together. Now, when will you seize the world around you with your freedom? Now, and now again. You know I don't write long letters. And thanks to the technology of heart, I didn't have to type this. Yes, I love you in every piece of your growing soul. Always, June.
Ashe, thank you, Mama June. What do your ancestors say yes or no to through you? This is Mahalia Jackson singing Come Sunday.
Lord, dear Lord of love, God Almighty, God above, please look down and see my people through. Yeah.
The next letter came the next day from poet, warrior, black feminist, lesbian, radical mother, Audre Lorde. Dear Alexis, in your hands, sit the loving embers of a fire for justice, of which my life and the lives of so many have been a part, are a part. No wonder you move those hands so swiftly and incessantly. I speak to you slowly, deliberately, teaching you that speed is not the only approach to urgency. There is something about the ocean in you, regular, expansive, open, rhythmic, deep. Remember that there is something so ancient in you, and you will not feel compelled to rush. When I was able to realize, while I feared my life was ending, that my work had neither started nor would it end with my own life, I was able to breathe. Not a release from accountability, but a release from my own ego. This is a gift I want to offer you earlier than I was able to hold it. I have spoken to you through the minds and mouths of your sisters climbing poetry. Raindrop, let go. Become the ocean. I know your small and surrounding confrontations with death and disease over these few years and these recent days frighten you. And your choice to be at once private and public about your fears threatens you further. But remember, these are crucial lessons introducing you to the shoreline of your own becoming. The connection between your individual life and the life of the community and the universe. Remember that your life matters because we all live through you. In your hands, Audre.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank yourself for listening. As we continue, I want to challenge us to really take the words of our ancestors and elders as scripture and live accordingly. Here is Moor Mahalia singing, "The Lord is My Shepherd." Shout out, as always, to the divine Audre Lorde.
Oh, thou art with me. in me. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord, in the house of the Lord.
The next letter came from Tony Cade Bambara, teacher, novelist, filmmaker. I want to thank Aisha Shahida Simmons, Cheryl Green, Kai Barrow, Nikki Finney, Kara Page for so lovingly bringing Tony Cade Bambara into my life. Sister Warrior.
You called me up without knowing. Through repetition, through attraction, I saw people putting my name on your door, saw you holding onto that old copy of The Black Woman, saw you misspelling irresistible everywhere you went. I would have loved you, and I do, through the sisters and daughters who I have sent into your life, who have carried me to you with love. They are the living doorways for our ongoing love. Of course we would love each other. And hear me when they tell you of their love, and I will be listening when you remember to tell them. Now listen. The most urgent thing to tell you is that your health and the future of this world are caught up intimately. Center your wholeness. Start your day with feeding your spirit, feeding yourself before you get to everyone else you want to feed. And use our examples to truly understand what it means for this culture to be cancerous and yet still to be the place we live. Grapple with that as you love yourself, as you love your community, as you make choices as to what and who your time and energy will embrace, and as you notice the limits of your body, young one, remember your spirit, because we are all here, cheering, laughing, remembering and waiting for you to practice and fulfill being whole and at home. With all the urgency of mourning, Tony Cade.
Aisha told me that sister and warrior are verbs. This next piece is by two amazing sister warriors, Alixa and Naima, of Climbing Poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom from within reshapes bone structures so we can stand up better. Freedom from within takes butterfly wings and turns them into I love you so deep that the echoes of such words vibrate in the hollows of one's chest first. Understands self-love first, never tries to give what it doesn't have to give first. We have to realize that this hate that has kept us down is not the hate you will allow to dress you up every morning. You, with your head so low, you might crash into a wall. Don't let them misinterpret the best of you has faced Goliath. You have walked away with breath in your mouth. Whether you knocked him down, maybe this time he just walked away. Next time, carry poison in your tongue, a rock in your back pocket just in case. And let him know who David was, because it has been too long. It has been too long that silence has choked the best of us. Us birthing the world every day, baptizing it with milk. Don't let them cut out your tongue. What made you think that it was okay for him to decorate your face in purple, to cut the oak of your body down to a seed? Don't let them cut out your tongue, woman. Speak up. Up is the only direction we have to go. From here on in, the ends of our unraveling threads must be knotted up and tight and strong, tight around your waist. So when you feel yourself slipping back into the black that outlined your dreams and kept them confined, we can pull you back into the surface where birds take flight. It is not their love that you're looking for. It is not their love that you are looking for. It is your love that you have lost. It is not in the structure of their castle you will find that your treasure is not the gold that they are offering you. You might bandage your wounds a thousand times, woman. Watch them heal on the surface, but your birds are trapped inside. How are you supposed to take flight with them? Head of the table, never meant he carried a spot to smack you with. Unconditional love never meant that the conditions of your survival would be questionable. But here we sit crying, cause you were 13 when he raped you. I'm 23 and he hits me. You're 53 and it's been 23 years that the echoes of his words whispering, you are worthless, has made you into a defeated warrior. Warrior, get up, find your weapons, whether it be your voice or your leaving, your fist or your dream. Take back what is yours. Self-love is not found in another. You are not that diamond. You are not that diamond that children's hands excavate from African lands to sell to American hands before our weddings, because it is the only love we can interpret. You are that diamond that sits in the sky so bright only God could have shaped it. You are that diamond. You are that diamond. I remember I am that diamond. I am that diamond, I am that diamond. Only God, only I could have created.
The next piece is for Mama Nayo, Barbara Watkins, teacher, writer, playwright, poet, organizer, educator, mentor. Whew. Beloved. Child, you didn't even have to do anything for me to see myself in your wild hair, your open heart, your questioning spirit. But you did. You did try to turn the world over with your art and your teaching, and I had been waiting. Please know that I kept myself alive for this, to witness a next generation of Black women in Durham coming into their own. When I saw you and Ebony and Zach with Nia, I knew that you would live for this, make your bodies into houses for the spirit of transformation to come through. And I had almost given up on believing it would happen. You didn't have to do anything but be your wandering, loving self for me to rest in the truth of what I already knew.
nothing is destroyed. That part of me that is life does not end. I want you to treasure my work in the way you can, by reading and embracing, by telling everyone. You know how to make the vision irresistible. Like Tony Cade said, you make it sweet, something everyone wants. Stay close to my baby Hollis, remind him that I am alive. Celebrate those energetic grandbabies, but know that energy moves in infinite directions, and my energy embraces and surrounds you. Love always, your Mama Nayo. Can you think of someone who transformed your community, who saw themselves in you and changed your life? Honor that person with your intention. This song was recorded and sung specifically for Mama Nayo by Rachel Dorella.
Somewhere morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have grown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
The next letter came from radically democratic, humanist, civil rights leader, Ella Baker. Get your guard up against the traps that would seduce you away from your purpose and steer you toward convenience and charisma. Set yourself in the hard work of accountability and sharing. Sharing the work, sharing the skills, sharing the connections, sharing the insight. Like everyone else, I am talking about your health here. As a worker for justice, I was able to situate myself in the crucial places where my selflessness could birth community. But I was not so tied up in my own popularity among the inner circles of the movement that I was not able to make the difficult choices, especially for economic justice, that had me excluded from so many spaces and conversations. You are right to be youth-focused because this is about access. You are right to be obsessed with both the old and the dead because that is where you will get your grounding and context. You are right when you remember you are not the one inventing this. It is the example of your grandparents, your accountability to the youth, and your living relationships to your sisters that will make your life and work meaningful. Never forget who your people are and what they deserve, which is all of who you are. You have work to do. Ella Baker.
Humility, humility, humility. Do your ancestors have any lessons for you about your work? This is Sweet Honey in the Rock singing Ella's song.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Until the killing of black men, black mother's sons, is as important as the killing of white men, white mother's sons. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. That which touches me most is that I had a chance to work with people, passing on to others that which was passed on to me. We who believe in freedom and that freedom.
Let's sing it with us. Come on.
We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. To me, young people come first.
They come first.
They have the courage where we fail. And if I can but shed some light as they carry us through the gate. Against the storm, we who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Not needing to clutch for power, not needing the light just to shine on me. I need to be one in the number as we stand against tyranny. We who believe in freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest.
until they come. Struggling myself don't mean a whole lot. I've come to realize that teaching others to stand and fight is the only way our struggle survives. Oh, oh, we who believe in freedom and our freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. I'm a woman who speaks in a voice, and I must be heard. At times I can be quite difficult. I bow to no man's word. We who believe in freedom and not freedom cannot rest. We who believe in freedom cannot rest until it comes. Bum 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 bum
to profit from your demise. They lie to cover up a way they are inside. Ooh, baby, baby, don't you cry. Oh, you got your prize. Oh, I know you're down. When you gon' get up? I see you down. When you gon' get up? I know you're down. When you gon' get up? I see you down. When you gon' get up? La 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 da da da. La 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 da da da. La 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 da da da. La la da 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 da. La 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 da da da.
The next letter was from the Black feminist lesbian poet, Pat Parker. There's nothing like being at home, huh? In your skin, with your work, in the universe, with us. Nothing like it. You have this question of finding, needing your own space, while valuing radical socialization. You need other people somehow. But sometimes, you really need your solitude so you can socialize with us, you and your older women. Ask yourself how much stability and routine you need. Where are your boundaries? What are your shared spaces? Where is your room of one's own? Are those many rooms? What is your practice? As you know, your own clarity and diligence around these things will free you from resenting the other people you invite into your life. Being your word also means being honest about what you need. As you are learning, your very body depends on it, but your body is not the only thing worth saving. There are these children, and your relationship to them is crucial. It's also a relationship to yourself. Your work to move towards intimacy is ultimately on their behalf, and ironically, your boundaries and waking up early
are what will allow you to be intimate and generous with yourself. This intentional self-care and intimacy is a queer practice. It allows intimacy that is not self-sacrifice. And we have yet to fully achieve it. And we are watching you. Love, and then some. Pat.
Okay, so you heard Pat. Respect my boundaries and don't call me early in the morning. We have Aretha Franklin singing Respect. Letter came from radical black communist writer and Afro-Caribbean thinker Claudia Jones.
It matters what you make your life out of. As my own demonstrates, you never know when you will have to pick up and leave because of your principles or some other thing about you, and you never know when your time in this body is over. Or maybe you do know and you can't admit it. Either way, life is short and, like everything else, must be approached with attention to economy. How you make and share and sustain your time matters because it is the only thing you can do. That and depend on the miracle of words to say what you cannot say when you will not be there to say it. That is a faith, and while you cannot count it, you can measure it in practice. You can actively, every day, even and especially Sunday, tie back your labor to your own heart and resist and refuse your alienation. You can and you must use words to connect. Information is the contested resource now, so you see monopolies going up everywhere. Now, as ever, it will take the majority of people remembering the power of their potential cooperation to shift this world into a place where someone can live all the time. And the book list and the essay and the publishing is the way to do it. And every place, the laundromat, is the place for it. And continue to be both careful, innovative, and experimental with the means of your production. Do not assume that safety is where they say it is. Do not privilege the private over access. Be rigorous in your definition of autonomy. As you know, I am not familiar or content with inheritance, but do not forget what I have left you. Not property, obviously yours. Claudia. Don't forget to send your amazing thoughts to brokenbeautifulpress@gmail.com. I think Claudia would like some socialist hip hop. Here's the coup with Wear Clean Draw.
Yeah. I want everybody to like cha cha when they hear this. That's if you can. Check this out. You know you my cookie baby and you're too smart. I could read it in the lines of your school art. True heart, I mean courage, express with care. Go on, draw them superheroes with the curly hair. You my daughter, my love, more than kin to me. This for you and the woman that you finna be. Tell that boy he's wrong, girls are strong. Next time at show and tell, play a Mars song. Tell your teacher, I said princesses are evil. How they got all their money was they kill people. If somebody hit you, hit them back. Then negotiate a peace contract. Life is a challenge and you gotta team up. If you play house, pretend that the man clean up. You too busy with the other things you gotta do. When you start something now, remember follow through. Later on, you gon' blossom like a lotus. You'll get in the boys and the boys gon' notice. It don't matter who you do it with. Just remember when I tell you, baby, you the shit. Handshakes are promises, lies can spoil it. Words should be binding sealed. Wash your hands after using the toilet. Brush after every meal. And also,
wear clean clothes every day. Things may fall the wrong way.
Be ready.
You be lying there. Wait for the avalanche. Your underwear. Got holes and shit. Wear clean clothes.
Scratch right here.
Yeah.
And can I get a little scratch right there?
Yeah.
And can I get a little scratch right here?
Yeah.
And can I get a little scratch right there? Baby, now the world ain't no fairy tale. And it's ran by some rich, white, scary males. To make it simple for you, let's call them the bosses. They take money while the people take losses. Stole black folks from Africa to work for free. And we still barely get paid enough to eat. That's what I told you I be saying in my vocals. That's why the woman got the gun on the logo. The star is the future that we gon' create. Where nobody steal money from the things we make. The revolution take time and space. But you as a woman gotta know your place. That's in the front, baby. I'm being blunt, baby. If they get mad, say it's their time of the month, baby. Your face is just like the sun when it raises. Thank you for adding beauty to my phrases. Handshakes are promises, lies can spoil it. Words should be bound and sealed. Wash your hands after using the toilet. Brush after every meal. And like your granddaddy told me,
wear clean clothes every day.
That's right.
Cause things may fall the wrong way.
Be ready.
You be lying there.
Scratch right here.
Yeah.
And can I get a little scratch right there?
Yeah.
And can I get a little right here. Can I get a little scratch right there?
Came from my grandmother, Lydia May Gums, the very first ancestor who I ever communicated with. I don't know what to say. I am honored to be the path between you and all of these great women. I am humbled by their company. There are so many ways to live in the world, so many ways to be remembered. I love the ways you remember me, the ways you hold and use my everyday things in ways I never would have used them, the way you designed your whole wardrobe around that one necklace to keep me close to your heart. I am watching you all the time. I am learning. I am proud of your intentions and the company you keep, spiritual and in the world. I am glad that you have learned from me to make an impact, to care deeply, to move accordingly. I am glad you have learned to invent and inspire. I am glad that you study me and that my life and my leaving become words that you share with the other grandchildren and with strangers. Thank you for being so proud of me, so curious about me always. Thank you for listening to the deep puppet voices in the bathtub, for wearing the costumes, for filling the dollhouse. I wanted a range of world for you, where you could be yourself, and that self could be expansive. I know, you know, I always wanted to move beyond wherever I was, and I do that. I still do that. Through you. Continue to feel at home with and responsible to the communities you adopt because life happens in community. But also know that your spirit, intimate with mine, is reaching not only to see but to create something exciting, something new, something old. Cherish your own relationship to beauty. Cherish your own space and independence. Grow your affinity with nature. And as raindrops let go and become the sea, I am here. Your grandmother, Lydia. To give you some context, I wanted to include the first poem I wrote to my grandmother after she passed away. It's called Will.
And we had no rain. It rained one day. No rain is a drought.
Please, swear you live in water, and I will declare myself 3/4 human. Salt my skin. Dance to sweat you out. Save every tear. Please, sign salt water thicker than ink, and I will rewrite all your contracts. Try to forget your name on your own passport under next of kin. Please. Pretend only clouds separate us, and I will keep my face pressed to plexiglass airplane windows. Keep my eyes open. Find any excuse to fly.
please. Whisper you've been pushing storms aside, and I will stop screaming, spitting, stomping, steaming, stealing, saying, stay. Please send rain.
So I thought that because my grandmother was my first ancestor who I communicated with, that hers would be the last letter in the series, but that was not the case. The last letter actually came from the troublemaking genius, science fiction writer, Octavia Butler. Ha! Didn't think I would show up, did you? Here I am, making room for the difficult, the unsatisfied, the restless creator in yourself. She is the one that will make the hard choices and the new worlds to live on. She is the one who will question everything, down to how life appears. With all this loving you are doing, and which you must do, don't disdain your opposition. You would call it the queer thing, the part of you that just won't fit into the terms of this world. It deserves to grow and to shatter everything, even your sense of who you thought you were. I know I came in and messed up the whole coherence of the project, your whole timeline, your whole pretty picture, and I know you trust me less than the others, that you have never been seduced by my narrative voice. That is why I showed up here anyway. What your life and work will be will exceed your expectations, your invitations, your affinity. Life is stranger than anything you would want to imagine. And that's the good news. Wake up to the reality that survival is a sharp thing, full of edges and decisions and sacrifice. And while you believe in abundance, I will stay here insisting that everything here is a shell that still needs to be broken through. Acceptance is not what you think it is. Remember me while you learn that. The boundaries will not hold, and whatever safety they provide is strategic at best, but usually false, usually lazy, usually a trick for evading breakthrough. I do not rest because the world does not warrant it. And it is this restlessness that will knock things out of place that should not be set up how they are. Don't forget that even your crankiness is bigger than you. And make room for me and for knowing that some things must be destroyed. Here, watching, waiting, undoing the neat package you thought you had, remember, gifts are messy. Octavia. Well, there you have it. Thank you so much for joining me on this Sunday morning Eternal Summer of the Black Feminist Mind podcast. We'll close out with Alixa and Naima of Climbing Poetry again telling us about how ancestors are watching. Please send your thoughts to brokenbeautifulpress@gmail.com.
Ancient drum, we take sips from when the slave ships come to take our sons. marching home that strengthens us to break their guns and reclaim the sun with sacred love that makes us one.
Got new shades and dark waves. They slinging love, trading shackles for kite strings. And think new up, ways think to find strength to give us.
I know they watching, their sisters watching. I know they watching, I know. I know they watching, their sisters watching. I know they watching, I know.
I organize a Marcus Garvey, puff flower, bar barley. Ride through Harlem with Harriet Tubman on the Harley. See truth with Sojourner, teach youth with Nat Turner. On the block with Shaka Zulu, locking and open the burner. Home is a war zone, fuck what you heard. Holy shoot to kill and go chill in the burbs. Bury the same brother used to serve him herb. And got the nerve to say nigga got what he deserve. And then it's back on the prowl, the whole system's foul. Blow up the White House, the time is now. So I'm calling out on the spirit of Shay, Malcolm and Mal. Free the Kylo, Queen and Zynga, bring Babylon.
I know they watching, ancestors watching. I know they watching, I know. I know they watching, ancestors watching. I know they watching, I know.
Mis ancestros caminaban con aire entre sus pies cuando la niña, la pinta de la Santa María vinieron con su ley. Teníamos el sol enterrado en nuestras venas, pero el blanco agarró pintándonos de penas. Hablamos nuestra historia con lengua despegada, el pasado con su esposa cuya espalda fue azotada y de su vientre generaciones con las piernas amarradas, corriendo hacia un futuro quienes calles están cansadas cuando ellos de la guerra para el cielo.